Okay, so let's get into this. We're asking a question today that sounds maybe a bit simple on the surface. Why do you bother with, well-being?
Right, it seems straightforward.
But when you actually stop and think, is it really just about like trying to stay young or being super fit or maybe just how you look? Because this whole train of thought, for us anyway, it started with this blog post by a guy named Rudolf Salbein. It's called To See, To Do, To Feel, To Become More.
Yeah, I read that one. It's on the Never Quit Industries blog, part of their Passion and Purpose Daily series, I think.
That's the one. And what's really interesting, what kicks the whole thing off, isn't some big scientific study or anything.
No, it's much more mundane, actually. The author just describes, having a pretty normal morning, good workout, getting coffee.
Exactly. Just a regular routine. He's in a coffee shop, probably still waking up a
But then
bit.
someone just comes up to him.
A complete stranger.
Yeah.
And asks this really direct, kind of personal question. First thing in the morning, no less.
Yeah, talk about being put on the spot. You can almost picture him being a bit taken aback, right? Like, where did that come from?
Totally. And that unexpectedness, that's sort of the spark for this whole thing. It gets you wondering, what was the question?
And why did it hit him so hard? I mean, clearly it stuck with him. It wasn't just a throwaway comment.
Right. Which brings us to, well, our mission for this deep dive, really. We want to unpack that question, look at the layers underneath it.
Exploring the motivations, you mean? Why we bother with the self-care, trying to be better versions of ourselves?
Exactly. All seen through the lens of this one guy's experience after getting that coffee shop question.
Okay, so let's revisit the actual question the stranger asked. It was framed pretty specifically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was basically, are you doing all this health stuff to, like, fight aging? Or is it purely about health? Or maybe just vanity about how you look?
Those three options. It's interesting he framed it that way. Aging, health, appearance kind of covers the common assumptions, maybe.
It seems like it. But as we'll see, the author found those categories. Now, maybe a bit limiting.
Yeah, his initial answer, the one he gave right there on the spot, it sounds like he wasn't too happy with it himself.
Not at all. He says he kind of blathered something about reaching my full potential and wanting to get the most out of my day. Filler stuff almost.
Standard response, maybe? Something you say without really thinking.
And he apparently felt it right away. That little voice saying, huh, should have said this.
Which is relatable, I think. We often do things, maintain habits, without constantly analyzing the deep why.
Definitely.
So this stranger's directness kind of forced the issue. It made him actually sit down and, reflect on it properly over the next day or so.
Right. He couldn't just brush it off. And this is where it gets really insightful, I think.
Uh-oh.
After thinking it over, he lands on something much more, well, nuanced. He doesn't ignore aging. He actually says, I know there is no escaping aging in time, but I can offset the effects.
So he's realistic about it. It's not denial.
Not at all. He acknowledges time passing, but that's not the main driver. It's not just about offsetting the effects.
So what is the main driver, according to his reflection?
This is the core of it, and he puts it really well. He says, I want to be the best version of me, to experience as much as I can, meet as many people as I can, see as much as possible, touch as many lives as I can for as long as possible.
Ah, okay. So it broadens out significantly there. It's not just inward looking about his own body or appearance.
Exactly. It's about capacity. Capacity to do, to see, to feel, to connect.
Which moves way beyond just not getting old or being healthy in a clinical sense. It connects health and well-being to life experience itself, purpose almost.
Yeah, purpose is a good word for it. It's like the well-being stuff isn't the end goal, it's the means to a bigger end.
The means to engage more fully with life.
That's it. Maximizing his ability to participate, to interact, to soak it all in. It's not about looking young. It's about feeling capable and present for as long as he can.
So if we loop back to those initial three categories, anti-aging, health, appearance, his final answer doesn't really fit neatly into any single one, does it?
No, it kind of transcends them. Health is obviously part of it. You need that foundation. But it's framed within this much larger picture of wanting a rich, connected, experience-filled life.
It's a more maybe holistic perspective, seeing well-being as fuel for living fully.
I think that's a great way to put it. Fuel for living fully.
Okay, so bringing this back around to you listening right now, we've walked through the author's little journey here, sparked by that one question.
Yep. Think about your own life for a second. When you consider why you do the things you do, going to the gym, eating well, whatever it is, do your reasons fall neatly into those boxes? Anti-aging, just health, appearance.
Or maybe is it something closer to what the author landed on? Is your why more complex, tied to wanting to, you know, experience more, connect more deeply, contribute something meaningful?
Maybe it's about having the energy to play with your kids, or the focus to pursue a passion project, or the stamina to travel and see the world.
All those things that make up a rich life, it really does make you pause, doesn't it?
It really does. How a simple, maybe slightly awkward question from a stranger.
Yeah, in a coffee shop queue.
Can actually unlock some pretty deep self-awareness about what truly drives us.
It's a good reminder, I suppose, to stay open. Open to those unexpected moments that might just force us to look a bit deeper.
Definitely. So maybe you carry that question around with you for a bit. Why do you do it? See what comes up. You might be surprised.